This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, April 15th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. Vilsack to address Congress, an ag journalist. ERS documents military food insecurity and specialty crop caucus. Vilsack headlines ag journalists and returns to the Hill. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack will be defending Biden administration policies this week, starting today as keynote speaker for the annual Washington meeting of the North American Agriculture Journalists. He'll head to Capitol Hill tomorrow to testify before the Senate Agriculture Appropriations Subcommittee, which is starting on its fiscal 25 spending legislation for USDA and FDA. Also this week, the administration's trade policy will come under scrutiny on both sides of the Hill. U.S. Trade Representative Katherine Tai will testify before the House Ways and Means Committee tomorrow and the Senate Finance Committee on Wednesday. She's likely to be pressed by farm state lawmakers to do more to lower tariffs and other barriers on U.S. ag products. For more on this week's D.C. agenda, read our Washington Week Ahead. 1 in 4 military members food insecure. More than 25% of active duty members of the U.S. military are food insecure compared to just 10% of civilian adults. That according to a new study by USDA's Economic Research Service. The report said that 10.5% of military population had a more severe form of food insecurity, very low food security, in 2018 and 2020, the years covered by the study. That compares to 3.6% of the civilian adult population. Now keep in mind, a person is considered food insecure by USDA if they had difficulty during the previous 12 months getting enough food for themselves or family members due to a lack of economic or other resources. A person is considered to have very low food security if they report disruptions in their eating patterns or reduce food intake for themselves or their family members. Take note, food insecurity rates were higher for military members who were between the ages of 17 and 19 at 34.6%, between the ages of 20 and 22 at 34.1%, had unemployed spouse at 34.5%, were Hispanic at 30%, or identified as another race other than white at 20.5%. New caucus to advocate for small specialty crop farm interests. House members have relaunched a specialty crops caucus to advocate for those crops and producers in the upcoming farm bill, which may move through committee as early as next month. The bipartisan caucus is co-chaired by Representatives David Valadao of California, Jim Costa of California, Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan, David Rouser of North Carolina. They represent states that are significant to the specialty crop industry. We're on a platform to advocate for policies that allow for growers to continue to provide American families with healthy, safe food, said Costa in a press call. That's the bottom line. Co-chairs hope to expand the horticulture title that covers specialty crops and have been negotiating additional funding, Costa said, adjusting the crop insurance program to better address the needs of small and specialty crop farmers is another key priority, lawmakers mentioned. A relatively small investment in specialty crops can be transformational for our industry, said Kathy Burns, CEO of the International Fresh Produce Association. We expect the caucus to carry that torch as we look at things that are the most important to us. There's a large gap between the funding specialty crops get in the farm bill and what the industry needs, Burns says. She didn't identify funding targets for specific programs, but it said it won't break the bank. Other priorities for the industry include market access, mechanization, nutrition programs, and reforming USDA procurement programs, Burns said. However, a final framework for the Farm Bill will give the caucus something more concrete to react to. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Edge says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Trump backs Newhouse opponent in Washington. Washington Republican Dan Newhouse, one of only two remaining GOP lawmakers who voted to impeach Donald Trump, has unsurprisingly failed to receive the former president's endorsement for the Republican primary August 6th. Jared Sessler is a fantastic candidate and will be a great congressman for Washington State's 4th Congressional District, Trump wrote on Truth Social, his X-like social network, on Friday. Sessler welcomed the endorsement. A former Navy petty officer, Sessler claims to have overcome terminal cancer by, quote, adopting a natural diet primarily consisting of the nutrient-rich produce of the exceptional Washington soil. AgriPulse has reached out to the Newhouse office for comment. As of December 31st, Newhouse campaign showed about $658,000 in contributions, well above Sessler's $62,517, including an array of contributions from farmers and agriculture political action committees. Pennsylvania farmer can sell raw milk out of state, judge rules. A state court judge in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, has allowed an Amish farmer to sell his raw milk outside of the Commonwealth after finding that state law on the subject was ambiguous. The state's Agriculture Department asked the judge to prohibit all of Amos Miller's sales, Lancaster Online reported. The agency said Pennsylvania law should be interpreted as meaning that, quote, no one without a state permit could sell any raw milk, no matter where they live, even though the law references sales, quote, within the Commonwealth. Keep in mind, the decision comes as highly pathogenic avian influenza has been detected in three additional dairy herds in Michigan. Food safety officials say there are no concerns with the safety of the commercial milk supply with products that are pasteurized. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, April 15th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.